My name is Erin Herbig, which is an unusual last name. Herbig, H-E-R-B-I-G. Thank you for having me tonight. I'm the representative for Belfast, Belmont, North, where I serve in the state legislature. First thing I want to say is just that I'm here in a capacity as a citizen, and that's where I'm coming from. When I ran for office, I grew up in Belfast. My family goes back here 5 generations. And I got into the legislature because I wanted to work on economic development because I saw too many young people leaving our state. So I guess I wanted to say that, and I also just wanted to say that, you know, I'm really proud of this area and I believe in it and I believe in good economic policy here. Rather than my remarks going to be very brief, I'm not going to offer anything on cost analysis or technical aspects of this or logistics. I know there are a lot of people who can talk about those things a lot better than I can. The thing that I do want to offer tonight is just perhaps a different perspective that I can offer to you all. The first is that I guess that different perspective is that as a state legislature, I serve on the committee that is labor, commerce, research, and economic development. So I'm constantly working on economic policy every day. It's pretty much all I think about. So it's from that, with that experience, these are where my comments are coming from. You know, when you're in a leadership role and you're guiding economic policy, I think there's some really important things to keep in mind. The first thing is in economic development. Big thing I've learned is that people know that they don't always get what they want. That is a fact in life. Everybody knows that. People are very willing to compromise. That is, people are always willing to acknowledge that they know they're not going to get what they want, but they just want to have sort of be able to say what they want. So in that respect, I just want to say that I commend you on having these public hearings. I think it's great that the public is able to weigh in on this. I think that that process gets compromised when it's disrespectful or the public is not given the opportunity to voice their opinion. So I think this is fantastic. The second thing that I want to say regarding economic development is that a policy that is pushed through very quickly, in my experience, in which consensus is not built, often backfires. Economic development is something that needs to be very thoughtful. There are so many different things to take into consideration. And that's something else. Something I think regarding economic development policy is also that there is a real danger in casting your net too far. I guess that is that's why I brought up the thing about not pushing things through so quickly, because sometimes when you cast that net, you end up bringing in things that you did not intend. My third comment regarding economic development policy is that community support is a huge part of it. The impact that it has on the community, the way that the community interprets it, deals with it, processes it, that is so important. Community needs to support all aspects of economic development in order for them to be most successful. Something that makes me think about this, or a very good example of this, is just Belfast in itself. As I said, I grew up there, very proud of that. 5 generations. Belfast has seen a lot of changes in the economics of the area over the years. In the years I've lived there, there's been so many different changes. I come from a poultry family. Look how different our economy is now. The very interesting thing about Belfast is that we have the same sort of pressure as Searsport or any sort of coastal town, and that there's a lot of pressure to develop your waterfront because it is a great opportunity for great, encouraging, sustainable economic growth. So the pressure's there. That's something I acknowledge. In Belfast, it was a very difficult process for us. It's something that I'm sure a lot of people in here remember it. Something that happened for a long time. It was a very, very difficult conversation. A lot of different ideas were thrown out there. A lot of us versus them conversations. That's really tough on a community. It really is. But what I'm so proud of in Belfast is that we went through all these different ideas, and it was just decided that, okay, nope, that's not it. That's not it. That's not it. And now, finally, we have a Front Street shipyard. And while everyone doesn't support that, we waited for it, and it's something that a lot of people are very happy about, and it's something that a majority of the community is very excited about, very in support of, and very much behind. It's been great for our community. So, again, I guess with all of this being said, as an individual, and based on the information I have, I don't support this tank, but my comments tonight have very little to do with tank or no tank, yes or no. My main message is that regarding economic development, Penobscot Bay, this isn't it, and we can do a lot better. Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.